Right, darling, what's all that? Okay, right. I feel as if I'm on the back of a... I feel as if I'm on the back of a horse here. I'm not, but I feel as if I am, because I feel as if I'm going at speed, and yet I'm not going anywhere. Plenty, darling. Okay, right, I've got John standing here. I've got two gentlemen with him. One's Oriental, and the other, I don't know whether he's... yes, okay. Yeah, John's just saying he's got his... His pop? Pop? His father? Yeah. Okay. Father standing here. Now, he's saying about the Oriental gentleman that's with him is a guide to him. Okay, I've got it down. I think I've got it. And it sounds like Haruhito. And I know this is Japanese. I can see the face of this gentleman. And I know that the nationality is Japanese. It means something to John, this Oriental. Now, the Oriental part, he says, goes back with him in time. Something that inspired him many years ago. Something that inspired him in such a way that he never forgot what he'd seen and what he was able to touch on, or that was able to touch him, both of those things actually. It's made an impression on him that stayed. Yeah, okay. And he's saying that the impression that he had of the beauty of the place, even though he probably didn't appreciate it at the time, but he was amongst it. But his more appreciation of it now, and the fact of their ways, and the ways that meant so much to them, and how he's recapping here, he's taking my hands back, as if I want to go way back in time. And it's, as I'm going back in time, this influence that he had to do with, something to do with his father, because his father's standing here at the side of him. And as he's standing here, he's saying that he's patting John on the back, and his dad is just saying how proud, even though they had probably not such a father-son relationship that was wonderful at times, very bullheaded, and I'm not sure whether that's John or his father. It could be both, okay? It could be both, I'm hearing here. But the impression of his father and the love that he had and still has, he says here, made big impressions on his future. Now there's big sighs coming in here, because he's trying to tell me that all the times that he's put into making an impression on the planet, that he's so disappointed, his heart, if he had a physical heart, he's saying his spiritual heart here, is as painful as his physical heart was when he was on the planet. He's saying thank you to all the people that are still working tirelessly, often he says here, tirelessly, in order to keep what he started going. He's disillusioned in as much as the place that he loves so much has lost a lot of its glow. Right, now he's taking me up into the skies for some reason, because the skies here look very red and angry, what he's showing me. Now, I don't know whether he's trying to say this is the way that the planet is right now, or whether he's seeing it that way. So I'm asking you a question there, John. Which of those I just mentioned is this? Okay, well, he's saying that the planet is angry, so therefore it's the skies that we are looking at are angry. And he's saying that the anger that's being given out, thank you, the anger that's being given out here and all the lies and the deceit that is being fed to the American people. Yes, I see that. I see that. Just bear with me now, Sue, because I've got his guy tapping. Well, his guy's got his hand on his shoulder, and as I'm looking at him, it's on his left shoulder. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. He's just being corrected here, because he's saying he cannot just mention one place on the planet, because this applies to all over the planet. He's being given permission to bring these words forward, not just to help the American people or to speak of America alone, but to speak of worldwide. Because your governments, he's saying here, are deceiving you. They're lying to you. They're not particularly interested in the planets on a soul level. They're only interested in creating viciousness. And it's against everything that we stand for here. Now, I'm being pushed forward as I'm saying these words here, because it's like I've got hands in my back pressing me to look at the way that things are being fed, the way that things are being spoken, and we're eating, thank you. He's pushing his fingers up to my mouth here as though I'm feeding words in. We are being fed words in that are coming, thank you, that are coming back out again. And they're someone else's words. They're not true words. They're secondary words, he's saying here. Have I got that right, darling? Does that mean secondary? Okay, yes, he's saying here that the words that are being fed into us are someone else's words. So we must look to our own words. We must look to our own eyes and our own ears, because it's very important that we stand up for what we believe to be right. The planet, he's saying, now he's looking for guidance here before he goes any further. Now I can see his guide nodding his head as if he's saying it's all right to say the next thing. He's saying here that when he was here, this is John, when he was here, he did much to try and conserve parts of the world in his own way. That he took on and he created funding to help the people to correct a lot of what he sees now is totally incorrect. The planet has been abused, he says here. Thank you. Now I'm seeing the way that he's describing this is that I've got, oh, that's a bit gruesome, darling. Do we have to do that? It's the only way. Okay? And then I will say it as you show it to me, and then you correct me, and I will be corrected. Okay? If I get this wrong. Okay, now he's placing, which I don't particularly like seeing, but it's here, so I'll say it. There's blood along the land. It's covered in blood. This is all the wars. Now, I've got here a group, oh God, I've got here a group of people, I don't know who they are, I'm not quite, I believe I'm looking at the American one, but I'm not certain of that, and he won't say whether it is or it isn't, he's not allowed to say as one place alone. This is general across the planets, I believe. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you. General across the planets, that there's blood on the surface of the land, and it's people losing their lives, shedding blood here, needlessly, and there's other people that appear to be, well, it's not pleasant. But I'll have to finish this off. It's like there's people stood over this with straws, feeding it to the mouths as though they're feeding off this. And I'm going to take this symbolically because I could not think of this any other way than to take this symbolically. And he's saying it's not always symbolically. So, okay, I'm not happy with this part, but I started it, so I'll have to go along with it. He's saying that this isn't just symbolically at times, this is actually physically taking place, that they are feeding off other people. Now, what he's looking for here, and what he endeavoured to do, appears to be the opposites taking place. He's talking about, now he's showing me a beautiful mountainous landscape, and I can see that, thank you darling, I can see that the mountains look all blue and grey and misty, and I can hear water flowing, and I can see lots of beautiful green trees, and he's saying that this is the way that the land should look. He's urging now, if I'm to make any sense of what I endeavoured to achieve, if I'm to make any sense of putting these words together into image form, if I'm to make any sense of moving forward with the planets, then I urge people to listen and to act on their own belief. There are so many good people on the planet. Not all are using this image that was shown. And he's working with many people, he says, encouraging them through their thoughts, through their visions. Not just the people that I admire, he says, or who admired me for what I did with my music, although those people I love greatly and I thank with all my heart for being loyal to me for all this time. The loyalty means so much. I urge you to remain loyal in the way that I feel is important, not just by the music, but what I spent so long trying to achieve. It's said here on this side of life that I was so afraid of, I was in belief of, but afraid of. At times when I thought that the ways that I was working were less than godly. This was my ignorance at the time. I've learned much since I've been here. He says, the music is the beauty of the love. The music is the love. The love and the vision that you have for the planets is the thing that will create the next picture of beauty. I'm an artist in that respect, he says here. I'm an artist in that I can create by the mind, by the thought. The physicality is the thing that you will create with. You can also create by the thoughts. But to create the beauty and to allow the planet to survive, there's a great need for people to come together. It doesn't matter whether it's a large group of people or just small groups of people. Hey, it doesn't even matter, he says, it's an individual. All things leading to the beauty of the planet growing and maintaining its strength is important. He loves the way that there are many people, he says, that try and imitate him. Although I'm not allowed now to be seen as a demigod or whatever it is that you see me as, that cannot survive here. Only truth and love survives here. This is a rule that we live by on this existence. I've learnt much. I'm still learning. I'm still working with people that have the vision, that show the vision in so many ways. The planting of the trees and the planting of the flowers and the planting of all things that grow. Especially that that feeds those that have empty bellies. Very important. I urge again that people look closely at what's happening here now to your planet. There are many that say that the planet will not survive. We know that to be untrue. The planet will survive. There will be much in the ways of Holocaust. Can't quite get that word. Okay, yes. He's saying here that there is many that will lose their lives like a Holocaust. I think that's what this is. I can't quite get that word. Thank you. Yes, and he's also saying that there's so much that's happening now to your planet. There's so many people that wish it ill for their own gain and for their own greed. Look to those that inspire you. Look to those that allow you to grow and expand. Keep loving your heart at all times, even to those that you may not want to love or may not show you respect. In the long term, it will pay you a dividend. My music was my love. The planet was my love. All of those around me suffered because of it at times. And I went away and I took myself into places of wilderness to think to feel and to be. Because of my inner demons, it wasn't easy to work with those that love me. And even though I love them in return, I wasn't always showing it the way that I should have shown it. But you know, the threads are getting smaller. The threads of those that are left behind now are getting fewer. I lose time. I know space. I know all the things that I look at, that I see out there. And as I look at them, I understand how much things have changed in the time gone by. I'm not sure now in years how long I've been here. It grows. And those that come forward to meet me, that maybe just have come here, they bring with them knowledge. They tell me things. Some faces I know. Many I do not, and yet they know mine. It makes me smile when I think of all the love that is sent out to me still. So many beautiful people. I love them all, you know. I kept them for so long in my heart as to keep me going. The words that came out into my music all meant something personal to me. It was talking about those that I loved and those that I've hurt and the things that I would like to have done. The things that I did do and I did wrong. The places that inspired me and the people. Nothing changes. It always goes on. You see, it goes on. It is just the same. When you come here, you will never be alone. You'll be placed in a position where your heart was before you left. So I tell you now, keep your heart pure. Keep your energy raised. It will help you. If I'm allowed to come forward in future, we'll be working maybe on other issues similar to this. I cannot take it upon myself to speak of things without permission. There are some things that I can tell you, but as many I cannot. But your understanding will be stronger if you're in a place of atonement. Bring yourself to that place. The tone in your heart, the vibration that you are, is vital to your existence. It's vital to the knowing that when you come to this planet, oh yes, it's a planet. I have to tell you, and I can tell you that. It is a planet. It's a planet unseen as yet, but nevertheless, it's a planet. And you will survive on the planet as you do on the Earth. But you'll see that many things are different. I can tell you certain things, but maybe next time. I look at the issues now. The issues are that of pain, anger, hunger, greed. Hopelessness in the hearts of many, and I urge you not to have those feelings of hopelessness. This is a message of hope to you. It may not feel that way, but may I ask you to look into your hearts and know that through my music, my heart became lighter. Your heart will become lighter when you become as one with something that feels and allows you to be. It doesn't matter what it is. It only matters that you feel the strength and you feel the love of that that's in your mind. Yes, it does come through your mind. Yes, it comes through all your senses. You need to be open and allow the thoughts to filter through. I have to say that flattery isn't something that I feel comfortable with right now. Turn that down, I can't take that, John. Thank you. Okay. Sorry about that. I've just got a piercing, loud sound coming right through my ear. Okay, that's gone. Can you continue now, darling? Okay. Carry on. Okay. He's just saying here that the family that he has around him. Thank you. He's saying that many people on the earth don't agree with family, don't get on with family. It's very difficult. And yet when family leave and come here, there's much pain and anguish. Look at those times when you have those in your mind that one day that will appear. It makes the now look different and feel different. It makes you reminisce into the what might have been and what could have been, what should have been. I've gone through all those emotions. I didn't much like it. It was an aggravation to me. It was a pain in my spiritual heart to address all the things and all the anguish that I created. So on balance, I guess I didn't do too good, but maybe that's my way of thinking. I'm just being stopped here now. He wants to be corrected. He's being told here not to look at anything negatively. He's still dealing with his emotions, he says, and sometimes things recreate themselves. It's much like a flower that dies off in the fall to reappear again in the spring. Your emotions are the same way. Things will die off for a little while and then return. It's hard to be able to understand, not to allow them to return. It's hard here too. The emotion will take you. It will carry you like an eagle soaring high, flapping its wings, going faster and faster. Its beauty and its freedom for all to see. That was me, happy, in freedom and in flights. Happy in the music, happy in its contents. Well, I guess I'd better recall some happier times. And yes, there were many of those. I recall my beautiful Annie, who I have not forgotten, never will forget. My beautiful children, my family here now, a lot of my family here with me, but much respect to my father. He laughs when I speak of this. He laughs at the word father. Hey, nobody called him that. It was always nicknames of one description or another, amongst other things. He sends love back to all family. I send love back to all family. I send love back to all the fans that work so beautifully, so tirelessly, helping me to recreate time and time again. I will not forget them. They will always be close to my heart. I will always respect and love those that have given so much to helping me create not just the music, but all the things that I held close into my heart. The material things that I left behind matter no longer. I just hope that the recreation that I hear and see of those that admired what I did try to reproduce. I have to laugh when I say some do a great job, some not so. But hell, thanks for the trying. It means so much to me to know that I was an admirer and am admired still. Before I leave you now, I will just urge one more time. All the love that you have in your heart for me and my music, and for all the things that I produced or tried to produce. That love is in my heart still. Work it. Work it with all your heart and your mind. And understand, it meant so much to me. I loved my America. I loved the place of birth. I loved many places. Although birth and where I lived, maybe two different parts of the world, matters not. My roots are my roots still. My roots are where my heart was. My roots are still where my heart was. Those that reside here with me now bring me great pleasure. Great pleasure to understand that my family are here. I love them, I'm not alone. I create, I take care of. So I guess much the same as I was doing there. Don't feel sad for me. I'm doing great. I leave you now. I thank you for the time that you've taken to listen to the words. I impress that you follow just a few, if only the understanding how important it is that the planet survive. Too much beauty to be lost. Too many beautiful souls taking care to allow it to rot. If each individual planted one tree or one flower, think of the beauty around the world. Think of all that's happening now on your planet. Think of all the wildlife which is losing its way. It doesn't understand where it is. It doesn't understand its homing anymore. It doesn't understand what to follow or where to lead. It's losing track because of man's inability to see the truth that the planet is shared by not just humankind. The animals will show the way. The animals have always shown the way. Don't destroy them. Don't destroy them. That's it. There's nothing more. Okay.